This is a podcast from Rover.
Real Chat with Tammy D.
What's on your mind there, Tim Tam?
Well, today on Real Chat, I want to talk about the lunches and schools debacle that seems to be on politician David Seymour's hit list at the moment. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We have a new government, and they are doing things that they feel will benefit all New Zealanders. We're living in a democratic society, and they were elected as representatives of the country to lead us for the next 3 years. If you don't like them, too bloody bad. And if you didn't vote, then your opinion stands for nothing. But I do have to draw the line when you start to take lunches from the children of this country that are most at risk. Low decile communities need the Lunches in Schools program because they work. A lot of kids in this country turn up to school having not eaten breakfast and with no lunch in their school bags. They are met with a smiling, familiar face that offers them an apple, a hot meal, a sandwich that fills the gap and gets the brain working for learning in class. Without these meals, these kids would not eat for most of the day and then probably not eat until dinner time. I know for most of you listening that this is not a problem that we all share. I mean, my kids don't go without, and we have no issues buying lunch and or getting Uber Eats delivered some days. We all work hard and our kids share the fruits of our hard work and labour. But for a lot of our communities, this is not a reality. There are poor people all over this country. Poverty is rife, and it doesn't matter what colour you are because we are all affected. As a child, would go to high school in Mangere without lunch, sometimes because I hadn't made it and sometimes because we had nothing in the cupboards for lunch. Life was hard for our family, and for a lot of families, it still is. The days with no lunch were fraught with anxiety and no concentration, which of course led to disruption in class and, for me, detention sometimes. Well, detention a lot of the times.
Yeah.
Not all of this can be directly associated with no lunch, but it really does contribute big time. So, David, if you're listening, be David Seymour, not David Seales.
I like it. Yeah.
And I want to end with a quote from Whitney Houston. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be.
That's a great song too. Yeah. And I've got to agree with you too. With all the cuts going on, the last thing you should be doing is cutting some of the kai out of the schools. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like it.
That was the best of George Breakfast. Catch Lee and Tammy 6 till 10 weekdays on George FM.